Hey folks, this is David Shore for Krupsa Child Protective Services. The title of this episode is Trump's future as a presidential candidate is in the hands of the Supreme Court. Now, as you know, the appellate court ruled that Trump does not have 11th Amendment qualified immunity because of his actions on January 6th. But that's not the end of it. And if you're wondering, what do I mean? On tomorrow, February the 8th, 2024, the Supreme Court is beginning hearing arguments on if Donald Trump can be removed from the ballot under the 14th Amendment. I believe it was Article 3 about participating in a insurrection. Now, this is a Supreme Court, which is different from the appellate court. The Supreme Court has to look at the Constitution, has to check the arguments that both sides state, and then has to make a ruling. But remember also that the appellate court just ruled this week. So that means that Trump's attorneys are going to possibly amend their argument about qualified immunity, because they have every right to do this. Once they rule, the Supreme Court rules in Donald Trump's favor, you know the domino effect. Any criminal case against Donald Trump could very well be vacated, or even the Supreme Court could give the instructions to dismiss all charges. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, because this is the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court could drag its feet, and you know how they like doing that. Oh, yeah. It's like both sides want an answer, like, right now, and the Supreme Court drags its feet because they're caught in a difficult situation. On one side, if they rule in favor of Donald Trump, oh, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. And if you're saying, yeah, think about it. If Trump is actually vindicated, if they say, yeah, he cannot be removed from the ballot of Colorado or any state, and he has the immunity, that means that, yeah, the January 6th is going to be gone. Now, as of the recording of this, I have not heard anything about that they are continuing with the January 6th case. I think they're waiting until they hear back from the Supreme Court, and then once they do, I think what's going to happen is they're going to either proceed, or what they're going to do is sit on this. They're going to possibly even, if the Supreme Court says he has immunity, then that also means, and this goes for all the Republicans and those that are saying, yeah, you got to remember, that works both ways. Kind of funny how that works, huh? If you're wondering, I'm having dinner. But this works both ways. Because if Donald Trump is given 11th Amendment qualified immunity, that also works on Joe Biden. That means that any criminal investigation would have to cease. Because if Donald Trump, when he was president, gets this immunity, that also means that, well, Joe Biden also gets the same thing. You can't have one without the other. So you GOP, you Republicans that are salivating, oh yeah, Trump's going to get exonerated. Okay, he gets exonerated, and because the Supreme Court is, like I just got done saying, they're caught at a very difficult situation. What they have to do is decide what's best for the country. Do they deny Trump immunity? Remember, that also can work for the Republicans. That, oh, if Trump cannot, as a sitting president, and I know that you're going to say, oh, well, he, about the insurrection, blah, 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 blah. But think about it, and this is a good thing to teach children, that in this case, what works for one works for the other, and what doesn't work for one does not work for the other. The appellate court stating that Trump does not get 11th Amendment qualified immunity because of his actions, that also means that if Trump's people want, or the Republicans want, they can try saying the same thing about Joe Biden. Whether or not it will work, I don't know. But you have to look. What will happen? Starting Thursday, the arguments will start. When will we hear? It depends on when the arguments are completed and the Supreme Court deliberates. Now, in this case, there are 9 Supreme Court justices. And it all depends on how many Supreme Court justices they are Republican and how many are Democrat. One moment. Okay, folks, I'm back. I had to do some research. Okay, this is the one thing. There are 9 Supreme Court justices. 6 of those 9 are conservative. If they rule in Donald Trump's favor, they state yes. And, you know, there are some Democrat, or what they call liberal justices, that could also rule in his favor, stating that, you know, the president does have 11th Amendment qualified immunity. But there's a bunch of factors, and they have to look at everything, not just say, no, he's disqualified, or no, he cannot be taken off the ballot. They have to weigh it over the Constitution. They have to determine the best interests for the nation. And if that means that they decide, okay, here's one side. That they say, okay, Donald Trump can be removed from the ballot. They can do it, then the GOP can say, okay, we can now remove Joe Biden. But they have to prove that what he did was criminal. And we're in the primaries of the 2024 election. You know, it's like coming to the party late. So this is more on Donald Trump than about Joe Biden. So, folks, let's see what happens. And this is a kick in the butt. The Nevada primaries happened for the Republicans. I believe that was yesterday. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but no one on the GOP side won the state of Nevada. Not Mike Pence, not Nikki Haley. It reminds me of the movie Brewster's Millions. If you've seen it with Richard Pryor, you know the story. He plays Montgomery Brewster. He is going to inherit $300 million, but to get the $300 million, he has to spend $30 million in 30 days. And he can't have any assets. Now, think about it. When you're spending that money, if you buy a house or a car or something and you put it in your name, that's an asset. Even though you got people that will say it's a liability. Either way, You own it. So, if you watch a movie, he's playing baseball against the Yankees, and he decides, hey, guess what? I'm going to run for mayor of New York. And he is, if you watch it, he says, you know, I don't want you to vote for me, and I don't want you to vote for my opponents. So on election day, just vote none of the above. Well, as you know, he was going to get an asset. He was going to get elected mayor, and it had an asset of like $80,000, something like that. So he drops out of the race, but his campaign kept on going where it said none of the people voted, none of the above. So they had to have a runoff election. And so this is what it reminds me of in the Nevada election, primary. None of the above. Now, you know, getting back to the Supreme Court ruling, they're beginning arguments on Thursday. We'll see how long this goes. But the Supreme Court has a big decision, and it can determine which way this election goes. So, folks, all I can tell you is get out and vote. You know, yelling about either Joe Biden, he should be off the ticket, or Donald Trump, he should be off the ticket, or any of the candidates, they should be off the ticket. They shouldn't run. The only way it's going to happen is if you get out there and vote. And remember, if they can remove Donald Trump from primary ticket, then the GOP is going to try doing the same for Joe Biden. I'm not saying it will be successful, but you know, anything can happen. And in this election, if you don't think your vote will count, better think again. So folks, and I will do my best to vote. I don't know if I'll get to the primaries, but I will do my best. And I'll see if I can record me at least audio. I'm still having problems with the video. But if you go on rumble.com, look under David Wayne Shore, you'll find my video. I believe it's called Venmo. If you look there, I believe it's David Wayne Shore too. You'll see some videos of mine, and you'll see that I posted my episode. So just get out, vote, and both sides, just be civil. It's nothing personal, because neither one of these men are going to do anything for you. You have to do for yourself. This is David Shore for Corpus of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward.